Yeah. What's going on, everybody? How you doing, everybody? How you doing? I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And in today's podcast show, man, I got some news, some interesting news for everybody, man. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things going on in the world. If you haven't been paying attention, besides the other nonsense that you see on the news, like this stuff that I'm going to be talking about today in this show, is stuff that you're not seeing on your average news. Like, know what I mean? They're not talking about this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be getting into some very, very interesting news stories today, man. But today, I want to start it off, you know what I'm saying, by talking about the news that came out today that Maya Angelou, former poet and activist, yo, she's going to be on the coinage of the money, which I think is dope, you know what I'm saying? I think it's dope, you know what I mean? But, so, we're going to get into it. I'm going to read a little bit of the article about Maya Angelou being on the 25 cent quarter. So let's get into it. Poet and activist Maya Angelou, who died in 2014, has become the first black woman to be featured on United States quarter coin. The 25 cent coin, which shows Angelou with stretched out arms, went into circulation Monday. So these coins are already into circulation. I mean, I think it's cool and all, you know what I'm saying, but they can't put any black men on any of the coinage or the money. You know what I mean? I honestly think that, you know, it's cool and all to get somebody that's representing from a different race other than Caucasian. Like, all the money has Caucasian on it. Like, you know what I mean? You don't see no other race on the money besides Caucasians. And, you know, we all know who helped build this country. But let's get into it some more, man. It is the first of the series of commemorative coins that will be released throughout a programming meant to honor the prominent woman in history, U.S. history, signed into law last year. The United States Mint has begun shipping the first coins with Angelou's likeness on the quarter, according to the press release from the agency. It is my honor to represent our nation's first circulation coin dedicated to celebrating the American woman and their contributions to American history, said Mint Deputy Director Ventress Gibson. Now, that's cool and all. Women did contribute to American history, of course. Melanated women, a lot of melanated women, contributed to a lot of things that you use today that you didn't know a melanated woman invented it. You know what I'm saying? But the melanated man has contributed to a lot of the things that you use today that you didn't know that he invented it. Just like the internet. So, each 2022 quarter is designed to reflect the breadth and depth of accomplishments being celebrated throughout this historic coin program. Maya Angelou, featured on the reserve of the first coin in series, used words to inspire and uplift. Okay. So they have Maya Angelou on the back of the quarter, and they have some Caucasian dude on the front of the quarter. So why couldn't they just put Maya Angelou on the front and back? Why is she on the back of the quarter? You know what I mean? I mean, when you think about coinage, to you, what's the first thing that you see when you get a coin? You don't flip the coin over on the back to check it out. You always, you know what I'm saying? Who leads on far as like imagery is always on the front end of the, like, okay, say for instance, you putting up a poster. You don't put the poster on backwards, you know what I'm saying, to get people's attention. You put the poster upwards, you know what I'm saying, to get people's attention. So her being on the back of the coin is still showing a sign of you're still second class, you know what I mean, to me. Because they have a Caucasian guy on the front of the quarter, and Maya Angelou's on the back of the quarter. If they were going to be really honoring Maya Angelou, to me, she should have been taking over the whole quarter. That's just me. Know what I mean? Maya Angelou was born in Missouri in 1928 and became a poet who worked with Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X during the Civil Rights Movement. In 1969, she published her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and later read her poems on a plush of the morning at Bill Clinton's inauguration in 1993. In 2010, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by former President Barack Obama. And I'm not going to read the whole article, but again, I'm not feeling the way they did it. Like, know what I mean? It's cool she's on the quarter, but they got her on the back of the quarter. So, not feeling that, guys. Not feeling that. Know what I mean? If they're going to really honor her and respect her, they should have had her on both sides of the quarter. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? And what's wrong with having some melanated brothers on some of the coinage? You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. So we're going to get into some interesting news. Okay, so boom. They are calling this the Great Resignation, with why millions of workers are quitting. Because people are tired of bullshit with these jobs, man. People are tired of bullshit. You dig what I'm saying? People are tired of bullshit. They're tired with the bullshit pay. They're tired of these jobs having all the power. You dig what I'm saying? And I told you, you have power in numbers. You know what I mean? I don't understand why people in America don't fucking get it. There's power in fucking numbers, man. And we all say, fuck you, hell no. You'll get what you want out of these fucking corporations. You dig what I'm saying? Stop being fucking slaves to these fucking jobs and these corporations. You dig what I'm saying? Start your own shit if you have the will and the hunger to. Start your own shit. Get your own shit popping. All these platforms out here, get your own shit popping. Fuck these jobs, man. And if you got to do it temporarily, okay, cool, I understand. But it'll be fucking, stand your ground with these goddamn jobs. Don't just let them do you any kind of way, just work you to the bone. And know what I mean? Like my last job at the truck stop, you dig what I'm saying? My boss wanted me to work extra hours. I told him no. You know what I'm saying? He wanted me to pick up days. I told him no. You know what I'm saying? And people weren't doing their job, you know what I mean? So I told them to take me off Fridays. I just want to work Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because I was off Monday. And that's how, you know, he ended up letting me go. But I ended up winning, you know what I'm saying? I got my unemployment. Everything was wavy after that. So, you know, fuck these jobs. Again, don't be kissing these jobs' ass. Don't be kissing your boss' ass. Like, know what I mean? Fuck them. You dig what I'm saying? You got to hold down a job for a minute, do what you got to do, and get the fuck out of it. Because at the end of the day, when they want to let you go, trust me, they'll let you go. It's all about the money, man. It's all about the money and meeting their quota. Like, they don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't kiss nobody ass, period. But, man, I can tell you stories and shit, man, about these fucking jobs. I told them to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, Americans are leaving their jobs. I'm going to read a little bit of the article, you know what I mean? In August, 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs. Now, see, they tried to make it like it was all it was about unemployment and the extra unemployment benefits, you know what I mean? I remember when they had the extra, they were giving people extra, $300 for the whole situation that's going on right now in their unemployment benefits. And I was one of those recipients for like a month or two, you know what I mean? But then they ended it and they thought that everybody was going to rush back to work and shit. You know what I'm saying? But no. Again, people are sick of the bullshit. We're in the age of awakening. People are waking up to this bullshit. You know what I mean? The shit that was working before, you know what I mean? That shit ain't gonna work no more. You dig what I'm saying? And these corporations are seeing it firsthand. This is why robots are gonna come into play, because people had enough with these fucking jobs. You dig what I'm saying? And this bullshit ass pay they be trying to give you. You know what I mean? At these jobs, and still to be trying to give you this bullshit ass pay. Like here in upstate New York, yo, I done put over like 100 applications, man. And the only fucking jobs that have been really calling me is like jobs for like 2 hours a day, or the pay is like retarded low, like $13 an hour. Like, what the fuck am I do that in New York, state of New York? Like, get the fuck out of here. $13 an hour. I'm gonna do wipe my ass with that shit. You know what I'm saying? They know minimum wage should be like $20 an hour. You know what I mean? $20-$25 an hour. Like, with inflation going on, you know what I'm saying? The price of shit is going up. How the fuck somebody gonna survive on fucking $13 an hour? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, thank God I ain't got no kids or nothing. Like, know what I mean? I had to work 10 fucking jobs. This shit is crazy. But I'm gonna get into the article, man. In August, 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs, while some people have left the workplace entirely. Facts. A lot of people left the workforce entirely. They working remote from home and are happy. I was watching a video not too long ago on YouTube about this lady who just upped and quit her job and said they had enough. You dig? And her husband's like, yo, do what you do. Like, know what I mean? And now, after a few months of, you know, looking for a situation, now she works remote from home. She works three jobs, but they're all from home, remote from home. And she's getting really good pay from every single one of those fucking jobs. And she's happy, man. She's working from home. Kudos to her, man. You know what I'm saying? That she was able to find a situation that's better for her, man. Kudos for her, man. But the job security and better pay are top concerns for others. The quit rate, which is measured against total employment, rose to a series high of 2.9% in August, according to the Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. We are all able to take a step back in the last year and spend more time doing other things and really question the value of what we're doing at work, said Anthony Closer, a management professor at Texas A&M University. A number of people have made the decision, I need to make a change. Facts. So same way I felt when I lost my job. You know what I'm saying? My boss just let me go out of the blue. Know what I mean? No, he just let me go because I didn't want to work extra hours. I didn't want to pick up extra shifts. I didn't want to, you know, pick up extra days. You know what I mean? So he get tight, let me go. And I didn't, and I'm not an ass kisser. Never have, never will. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what's on my fucking mind. And that's what it is. Like, dig what I'm saying? So that's what started my journey into, you know, getting back into online marketing, affiliate programs, and, you know, podcasting. I love podcasting. I think it's great. I love sharing information with people. I love talking about different topics. You know what I mean? I'm not the type of person to be zeroed in on one topic and that's the only topic I talk about, because I get bored easy. So, you know, I like to talk about different stuff, man. Like, you know, it's a lot of stuff that I'm into, you know what I mean? I like, and I just can't narrow it down and talk about one thing like that. I get bored, man. I will get bored like crazy fast. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people feel like they need to make a change. I'm told you, this is the great awakening, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? People are waking up. People want to know, and understand what direction their life is gonna go in. You dig? So this is what it is. This is the new world, man. And Dub the Great, so I'm gonna continue on with the article a little bit. And Dub the Great Resignation. The exodus of workers have created hiring challenges for companies and left millions of jobs unfilled. Okay, more than half of U.S. workers surveyed said they plan to look for a new job in the coming years, according to Bakerate's August job seeking survey. Some 56% of respondents said adjustable working hours and remote work are a priority. And remote work percentage has went up drastically. And not only that, people are just fucking sick of it, man. People are sick of the bullshit at these jobs, the shit you have to go through at these fucking jobs. I'll give you a little example, man. At my job last week, or the week before, now, mind you, I only work 2 hours a day, you dig? I work 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, you dig? Now, I've been at this site at the post office for, ever since this past July, I started working at this post office. And I've been pretty much doing the same thing since July, you dig what I'm saying? So, the postmaster complained about me, saying that, the bathrooms needed more attention, and I only worked a half an hour, which is bullshit, because he can't lie about that, because not only do I clock in on my phone and my app to clock in for work, but I also have to call in, you know what I mean? So he can't make up no shit and saying I'm only working a half an hour. Now, if I was only working a half an hour my shift, you dig what I'm saying, and the bathrooms weren't being cleaned, wouldn't you bring that up way back in July when I started, or July, August, September, October, November? Like, you just now bringing that up? Like, you know what I'm saying? If that was an issue. And he couldn't come to me and say, hey, man, you know, I see the bathrooms. You're doing the bathroom. Can you just give it a little bit more attention in the bathrooms? Like, he couldn't come to me and tell me that. Like, he had to call my boss and shit, but I got it rectified, you know what I'm saying? My boss was like, take pictures of what you do, you know what I'm saying? Send it to us. And I did that, and I didn't hear nothing else about this shit. So, he was nitpicking, you know what I mean? He was trying to nitpick, and I feel like he was trying to get me in trouble. You dig what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I'm only supposed to follow shit that's on the contract. You dig what I'm saying? Because I'm sort of like an independent contractor, so I'm only supposed to follow shit that's on the contract. Now, I've been doing stuff that's not on the contract, like cleaning electronics. I'm not supposed to do that, you know what I'm saying? And I took out these big-ass, like, metal guards that were on the window that he took off, and they were big, and they weren't light, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, hey, could you take this to the trash for me? I mean, I didn't think nothing of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? Even though it's not on the contract, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? So for him to go to my boss and complain about me, you know what I mean? I said, all right. So next time he asks me to do something that's not on this list, this contract, I'm not doing it. So yesterday, he asked me, he's like, hey, can you do me a favor? The postmaster, he's like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you wipe down the electronics? You see how they got dust on them? I was like, nah, that's not in the contract. I'm not allowed to touch electronics. He was like, oh, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, in my mind, I'm like, you're going to run to my boss and complain about me? Nah, I'm not doing nothing beyond my contract now. You dig what I'm saying? And when my 2 hours hit, I'm out. I don't care if you want me to put this together, that together, or take this out. Nah, my 2 hours hit, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? And that's my mentality now from here on until I don't no longer work there. You know what I mean? So people at record numbers are leaving their fucking jobs. And hey, I don't blame them. I don't fucking blame them. Everybody's been getting underpaid for years. You know what I'm saying? And it's time for a fucking change. People are being underpaid for years. How the fuck, especially here in fucking New York State, how the fuck you gonna try to get somebody $13 an hour? $13 an hour at a job in New York State. Do you know how fucking expensive shit here is? Now, at one point in time, in upstate New York, things were a lot cheaper than downstate New York. Downstate New York is New York City. So, we would get a lot of cats that would come from New York City coming up to upstate New York, because, you know, rent's cheaper, you know, food is cheaper, you know, gas is cheaper, everything is cheaper here. But that's changing. Like, rent's going up here, everything is going up here. Like, and just try to get somebody $13 an hour? Nah, man, they fucking out of their goddamn mind, man. They will learn that the people run it and make this fucking economy go. And that's what people gotta realize, that they make this motherfucker run, not the corporations. The corporations don't do nothing. What do the corporations do? They don't do absolutely nothing but work you like a slave and give you bullshit pay. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's time for a change. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to continue on with this article, guys. Know what I mean? More than half of the U.S. workers surveyed said they plan to look for a new job in the coming year. Okay. According to the Bankrate August Job Seeker Survey, some 57% of respondents said adjustable work hours and remote work are a priority. Working women have faced an additional burden juggling childcare duties, virtual schooling, and their careers. So what does the realignment of the workforce mean for the employees and the businesses? And what steps should you take before quitting your job? So, yeah, man, people getting sick of it. Like I said, we in a day of change, baby. We in a day of change, and it's time for a change. Enough already. Get some people some real fucking pay. No, $13 an hour, $15 an hour, that's not gonna cut it, man. Because of inflation, man, that shit is not gonna cut it. You dig what I'm saying? So let's move on to the next story, guys. And this is a very interesting story, guys. China artificial sun burns five times hotter than the real thing. So China has built a artificial sun. Now, this story is coming out the New York Post, and it was posted January 2nd, 2021. And it reads, China's artificial sun ran for 20 minutes at a whopping 70 million degrees in the latest experiment, five times hotter than the real sun. Scientists hope the machine will help harness the power of nuclear fusion, which would bring humanity one step closer to creating unlimited clean energy by mimicking reactions that naturally occur inside the sun. I have a big problem with this, man. Like, you know, how they're fucking with nature. You're not supposed to do stuff like this, creating an extra sunlight. Like, one's gotta wonder, what are they doing this for? Why? It's got to be a reason why they're doing this. You know what I'm saying? Just out of the blue. Like, where did they get the technology to know how to build a sun? This is something they had to have been working on for a very long time. You know what I mean? But let's get into the article. Researchers have been busy running tests at the experimental advanced superconducting Tokamak East, a nuclear fusion reactor facility, to make it heating system more hot and durable, news agency reported. The facility is called an artificial sun because it mimics the nuclear fusion reaction that powers the real sun, which uses hydrogen and deuterium gas as its fuel. Designed and developed by the Chinese, the East has been used since 2006 by scientists from all around the world to conduct fusion-related experiments, but the project has just hit an important milestone. Researchers managed to run the artificial sun at 70 million degrees for as long as 1,556 seconds or 17 minutes and 36 seconds, South China Morning Post reports. The real sun hits temperatures around 15 million degrees at its core. A researcher at the Institute of Plasma psychics of the Chinese Academy of Science told the recent operation lays a solid scientific and experimental foundation towards the running of the fusion reactor. So, what is this all about, man? Them trying to mimic the sun? I remember Bill Gates at one point said he wanted to block the sun out. Now they trying to mimic the sun. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? What is up their sleeve? There's more to this story than them just, oh, we just want to build the sun and see how long it'll last up in the sky and da-da-da. Like, nah, I mean, it's more to this story than them just wanting to build a fucking sun. Like, they got something up their sleeves. And, like I said, it's more to this story, man. They're not just building a sun and then that's that. You know what I mean? Like, it's more to it than this. So we're going to play this video, guys, and they talk more about the building the sun from the Chinese, man. So let's get into this video. You know what I mean?
Minute, and I'll show you how to ethically steal the breakthrough new method I've used to make over $15 million online.
Has always worshipped the sun. It's perfectly logical too, as the warm ball of light and heat sitting high in the sky fuels life on this planet by producing the equivalent of about a trillion nuclear bombs per second, enough to power human civilization for 500,000 years every second. So why has China decided to build their very own artificial sun? The need: cleaner, better, more. It's no secret, the world's stores of subterranean fossil fuel stores are running out. The industrial age has seen an explosion in the global human population. And those people all need food on the table, lights on in the house, and be able to get from A to B. Burning coal pumps 50 billion tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere every year. And in such a relatively short time in our existence, we have effectively altered the climate of our planet. It's no small thing. There is an increasingly urgent need for a cleaner alternative to conventional fossil fuel-based energy generation. Wind, solar, geothermal, hydro, tidal. All excellent methods to harness power from nature, but the yield just isn't there to replace current infrastructure and support the needs of the human race. The answer lies in the atom, E equals mc squared. It's an equation known by many, but understood by few. Basically, energy equals mass multiplied by the speed of light squared. In layman's terms, there is an almost unfathomably large amount of energy contained within matter just waiting to be extracted. The history: the good, the bad, and the ugly. Picture a golden god in all their blazing glory, dragging a fiery orb across the heavens from dawn until dusk. The sun rising and setting is a concept that amazed early men. And this description of a powerful solar deity tasked with ensuring the sun rises each new day could easily be from many religions around the globe. The Greek Helios, the Roman Apollo, the Norse Sol, the Hindu Surya. First, mankind wanted to split the atom. We succeeded, though arguably with mixed results. The tremendous amount of energy released can then either be harnessed or unleashed. On one hand, nuclear power stations supply over 24 countries with electricity by turning water into steam, powering turbines with a process that splits a heavy uranium atom into smaller atoms called nuclear fission. On the other hand, the atomic boogeyman has haunted us on numerous occasions. Out of those 24 countries who use enriched uranium as the fuel for steam turbines, 9 have developed nuclear weapons. In fact, Russia and the USA account for 93% of the world's 15,000 strong armaments. Too many. Then there are the catastrophes, the meltdowns, that put the fear of God in mankind and make us question whether potentially rendering our planet too radioactive to inhabit is a worthy risk for, quote-unquote, cleaner energy. These range in severity from mild to world-changing. A cooling malfunction caused the molten core of the number 2 reactor at Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island released radioactive gas during 1979 in such a small amount that it didn't affect background radiation levels or harm nearby residents. A warning, but crisis averted. When an earthquake hit the Japanese Fukushima plant in 2011, external power was cut off to the cooling system designed to slow the nuclear reaction. The water from the subsequent 50-foot tsunami rendered the backup generators useless, overheating the uranium fuel and causing hydrogen explosions in three of the cores. Radioactive material leaked into the air, ground, and sea, with 100,000 people permanently displaced from their homes within the exclusion zone. Then there is the big one, the accident that still haunts us today, 1986, Chernobyl. Arrogant hubris, human error, and an inherent design fault pushed the reactor to its absolute limits and well past the threshold of failure. The core exploded, releasing 400 times more radioactive material into the atmosphere than the Hiroshima bomb, sending a toxic cloud of dust across Europe for 10 full days. Today, only 50 deaths are attributed to the worst nuclear disaster in human history. Out of the million-strong cleanup team, it's estimated around 15% have succumbed to terminal illness as a result of their exposure. The death rate, incidence of cancer, and number of birth defects in newborn children skyrocketed in the Ukraine and Russia, and remains over 30 years later. Millions of lives forever changed, with the compromised core of Chernobyl still eating through the concrete base of the power plant, making the area uninhabitable for at least the next 100 years. There has to be a better way than atomic fission, a process that creates terrible products that remain toxic for tens of thousands of years, and radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years. The why. Isn't it obvious? The logical way forward is nuclear fusion. But first, let's take a minute to think about what energy is. In its most basic form, energy is storage and transfer. Let's use fossil fuels as an example. The storage part comes from the decomposed prehistoric plant and animal matter stored underground as fossil fuels. It's the same concept as the electrical potential within a battery. The transfer comes when those fossil fuels are burnt to create electricity. The stored chemical energy in coal is changed to heat, which turns water into steam to power turbines. The kinetic energy moving the fins is then converted back into electricity by the relationship between magnetic and electric fields. The electrons flow through power lines into your home, where they are again changed into light and heat as you cook on a stovetop, sit at your computer, or turn on a light bulb. It's all energy, just stored in different forms and transformed into what you need it to be. The downside is pollution, greenhouse gases from fossil fuels and radioactive waste from nuclear fission. These two methods have the best output, but are the worst for our environment. Conversely, renewable green energy is fantastic for the health of the planet, but the yields are too small to sustain us. The sun is the key. The original producer of all the energy transferred via sunshine and then stored on Earth. By using neutron-heavy isotopes of hydrogen such as deuterium and tritium, the same nuclear fusion reaction occurring in the sun on a grand scale can be mimicked on a smaller scale. The smaller atoms can be forced together to create harmless helium, generating a huge amount of energy in the form of heat during the process. The what? Isn't it awesome? It's only been very recently that China have successfully powered up their fusion reactor, affectionately known as the artificial sun, for the first time. This is huge. The HL2M tokamak reactor is currently the world's largest and most advanced device used for experimental nuclear fusion. Research that is crucial in unlocking both a powerful and clean burning energy source for the future. Plain God has become possible by way of a powerful magnetic field used to fuse and contain the hot plasma, while withstanding temperature of up to 270 million degrees Fahrenheit. Not only could they house a mini sun in this field, but they could theoretically make a sun with a core 10 times hotter than our own. This plasma is an ionized gas that conducts electricity. Normally, the weak atomic force that prevents two atoms from combining into a larger atom is just too strong for fusion to occur naturally. The positively charged protons in each atomic nucleus repel each other in a similar way that you can force the north poles of a magnet together. In order for the phenomenon to occur, you need two things: high temperature and high pressure. In order to get the hydrogen isotopes excited enough to overcome their electrical repulsion, they need to be heated to 170 million degrees Fahrenheit, where they enter this higher plasma state and lose their electrons. The sun achieves this due to its large mass and huge gravity compressing the core mass. The Here on Earth, we use microwaves, lasers, and ion particles to achieve the same temperatures. Next up is pressure. As previously stated, the sun is huge, and its gravitational force is enough to squeeze the hydrogen together to form helium. This is the tricky part, as we need to use extremely powerful magnetic fields to contain and condense the plasma to act as the catalyst to initiate the fusion reaction. The Chinese plan to use this otherworldly device in collaboration with the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor currently being constructed in France. When it's completed in 2025, it will become the new king of nuclear fusion, the biggest and most powerful in the world. The future, best of both worlds. Currently, this reactor uses double neutron deuterium to triple neutron tritium fusion reaction. Deuterium to deuterium fusion requires much higher temperatures and is seen as the holy grail of nuclear fusion for a very simple reason. It's easy to make. Deuterium can be very easily extracted from seawater, while tritium can only be bred from lithium, a notoriously finite resource. The end game is to produce renewable power from a controlled fusion reaction using nothing but seawater. The added benefit is that a pure deuterium fuel source increases energy yield. Generally speaking, one out of every 5,000 hydrogen atoms in seawater is deuterium. Theoretically, 1 gallon of seawater could produce as much energy as 300 gallons of gasoline. It's the best of both worlds. High electricity production without the massive detriment to the environment.
Yeah. So there you have it, man. This is why they want to supposedly create an artificial sun. Let me tell you something, man. Anything artificial is not better than the original. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like they're trying to play God. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to create a sun. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would never be better than the thing that was created by the creator, man. So, it's more to it than that. I think it's some type of biochemical weapon, you know what I mean, against people that they're putting up in the air. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's more to it connected to that than them just want to just recreate the sun. What the fuck you want to recreate the sun for? We already have a sun. Like, know what I'm saying? Or they're getting prepared for this, the blackout that's, you know, that a lot of people are talking about that's going to come where the whole world is just going to black out. Everything's just going to go down and there's not going to be no light anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like I said, anything artificial is never going to replace the original. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to be better than the original. That's all I'm saying, you know what I mean? So, moving on to the next story, guys. Next story. Remains of an ancient dreadlock woman found on the moon. Yes, a melanated woman. Nubian woman was found on the moon. Supposedly, she's 1.5 million years old, man. And she was found on the moon. We're going to read into this story a little bit. Know what I mean? Not news anymore that bodies were found on the moon in and around an ancient spacecraft confirmed to be about 1.5 billion years old. Other bodies were shuttered in what appeared to have been a catastrophically only one body. Apparently, the pilot of the ship, a female nicknamed Mona Lisa, was intact and deeply frozen with a flying apatrus on her face. What's more, ruin of an ancient city was also found. Leaves and chill on the spine of every viewer when you bring into consideration that the pre-flood civilizations were actually far more advanced than we are. They shuttled between planets until God destroyed the earth with flood in the time of Noah, and the moon got frozen in the process. William Routledge, a retired NASA agent who released that much-hidden video on YouTube. William Routledge is a retired and now lives in Africa. He recently came out and revealed some amazing facts, his involvement with NASA in the late 70s. Routledge claims to have worked on at least two missions to the moon, including the failed Apollo 19 and the Apollo 20, which he says was launched in August of 1976 from Vandenberg Air Force Base. Both of these missions, according to Routledge, were classified joint space missions resulting from collaborations between U.S. and the Soviet governments. They did not appear on any roster of the NASA missions, and if this is true, for good reasons. The purpose of these missions were to investigate a large object on the far side of the moon in the Deport Lizecta region. I don't know how to say that. Allegedly discovered and photographed during the Apollo 15 mission. The object, which is vaguely resembles a X-Wing fighter as seen in the Star Wars film. See, a lot of shit they put in these movies, this be real shit. And you be thinking this is some shit that they made up. Nah, this be some real shit. Like, it's a lot of stuff they haven't told the people, the American people, of shit they didn't discover and all types of shit. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of stuff is gonna come be revealed 2022 and beyond. A lot of stuff is gonna be revealed to people, not just this. And if she's a melanated woman and she's supposedly is 1.5 billion years old, so how old does it make the aboriginal people of the world today, melanated people? You know what I'm saying? That goes to show you that we are the first people on this planet. We've been around for a very long. We've been around before anybody in this planet, man. Been around for a very long time, man. So let's continue on. Was supported to have been a very large alien spacecraft which has crashed or was otherwise abandoned on the moon in ancient times. Recovered bodies of the female EBE. Routledge claims that they, with the Soviet Union, landed the lunar module Russians made near the alien ship and actually entered it. Center artifacts were discovered and recovered, including two bodies alleged to be the pilots. One was in excellent condition and appeared to be female. The second body was too deteriorated to recover, and just the head was retrieved. The female had been dubbed Mona Lisa. We went inside the big spaceship, also into the triangular one. The major parts of the exploration was, it was a mothership, very old, who crossed the universe at least million of years ago, 1.5 estimated. There were many signs of biological inside. Old remains of vegetation in a motor section, special triangular rocks who emitted tears of yellow liquid, which has some special medical properties, and of course signs of extrasolar creatures. We found remains of little bodies 10 centimeters living in a network of glass tubes all along the ship, but the major discovery was the two bodies, one intact. The city was named on Earth and scheduled as Station 1, but it appeared to be a real spaceship garbage full of scrap, gold parts. Only one construction seemed intact. We made shots of pieces of metal and every part wearing calligraphs exposed to the sun. The city seemed to be as old as the ship, but it is very tiny. But it is a very tiny part. On the rover video, I don't know what that means. Makes a artifacts greater. I don't remember who named the girl, Levion or me. Was the intact EBE humanoid female, 1.65 meters, genitalized, haired, six fingers, We guess that mathematics are based on the dozens, functions, pilot, piloton, device, fixed to fingers and eyes. No clothes. We had to cut two cable connected to the nose. No nostrils. Leon Von, unfix the eyes device you'll see in the video. As we were told, the mission control condition seemed not dead, not alive. We had no medical background or experience, but Levion and I used a test. We fixed our bio equipment on the EBE and telemeters received a surgeon. Mission control meds were positive. That's another story. Some parts could be unavailable now. I prefer to tell the whole story when other videos will be online. This experience has been filmed in LM. So the article goes on and on and on. Know what I mean? So we're going to play a little bit of this video. And there's actually a video of this. Black guys found on the moon. So let's get into it, guys. So the video plays, know what I mean? Apollo 20. And it just shows, like, pictures. Like, the video shows, you know, them observing the body that was intact. But what do you think, guys? You think this is some real deal thing? Or you think this is some BS? Know what I mean? What do you think? You think this is some real... Like, we're in the time of things being revealed to us that never would have been probably revealed to us in the past. You dig what I'm saying? And, you know, the whole thing, what happened with all this craziness that's going on, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of things being revealed to us, you know what I mean? What is hidden will always come to the light, man. Just remember that, you know what I'm saying? And this is just something, another thing that they held from us, because again, these bodies were found back in the 70s and they're just now telling us about this, you know what I mean? So I don't know, we'll see what's going on. I'm gonna do some more research on this one, you know what I mean, and see if I can find some more details about, you know, the melanated gods that was found on the moon, man. That's very interesting, man. I love stuff like this. I love stuff that's, what's it called? Fables type stuff that, you know, is it real? Is it not real? You know what I mean? That, you know, it piques my interest. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, this is real deal stuff, man. They also found Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon back in 1909. Yes, they found gold Egyptian artifacts that were found in the Grand Canyon back in 1909. And like I said, guys, we were already here. You know what I'm saying? We were the first people on this planet. We were the first civilizations on this planet. Know what I mean? We create the first governments on this planet. Dig what I'm saying? And Everything they're doing on this planet is modeled from what we did in the past. You dig? Our ancestors. So, you know, check out that story too as well about the Egyptian artifacts that were found in the Grand Canyon in 1909. That's a very interesting one too as well. They have the actual artifacts in Washington, D.C. So it's not just something that some fake story, anything like that. That's a real story. So that is my take, guys, in this podcast. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. You know what I mean? If you haven't downloaded Anchor, please download Anchor and favor me, Phoenix Rising and Anchor. You know what I'm saying? And I will continue to be putting out more, hopefully interesting content that you would like to listen to. You know what I mean? If you would like to donate to the podcast to help the podcast grow, I would highly appreciate it, guys. But that is my take, guys. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, and I want to say peace and love to everybody. Take care.